3.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hey, hi everybody. I see we already have some friends on. Hi Melody, hi Colleen, hi Patricia. Thanks for coming on. So good afternoon. It's afternoon now, isn't it? Isn't it, Karen?
Yeah.
So welcome to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And we are also streaming on a whole bunch of Facebook pages, so you can see us there. We invite questions. If you have any questions about anything we're talking about or questions about anything with spirituality, definitely please make sure that you write in. Or they can call in too, actually, and that's the number to call in, 818-739-8818. Thanks, Karen. My name is Angie Apt, and I am a registered Lilydale medium, and I'm really excited to be with you here today. One of my friends, this is Angie and Friends, Spiritual Conversations on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Next to me, you see Karen Sully, who is my partner in crime, and comes on and helps me co-host and helps me do everything I do for pretty much. So thanks, Karen. In just a few minutes, I'm going to introduce you to my friend that we're interviewing today, who is Kelly Wall. So I'm excited to get to talk to Kelly. I've known her for a long time. So we're gonna start out today with meditation. Then I'm gonna give you an intuitive tip, because we are all intuitive. Every one of us is, not just me. And I want you to know how to connect yourself to your own intuition. So let me tell you a little bit first about Lilydale. I love Lilydale. I can't believe I'm so lucky that I was born an hour away from Lilydale and I get to go there all the time. Lilydale is the oldest spiritualist community in the world. Yes, the world. If you haven't ever been to Lilydale, you have to go. I know a lot of people coming up, my friends on screen here that are making comments have been there. It's an amazing place. You can get a reading, and they have tons of workshops and classes about so many different intuitive topics. You definitely want to do yourself a favor and like Lilydale Assembly's Facebook page. If you like the page, you'll know everything that's going on. I also want, and their website too. What is it, Karen? www.lilydaleassembly.org. Hey, hello there from East Tennessee. Wow, hi Lori, welcome. Okay, so I want to tell you before I start, okay, I just want to tell you about some other shows that are on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio that I think you'll enjoy too. So first there's us, okay, and we're Angie and Friends Spiritual Conversations, and we're on Lilydale Radio every Friday at noon, and we also stream on a whole bunch of different Facebook pages. On Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, we have Colleen Vanderzijden, Embracing Your Essence, okay. John White is on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., and he's got Journey of Light. I have everything written down, so you have to excuse me looking down here. I need to remember. Sharon Hill has Medium Monday, and that's every Monday at noon. Celeste Elliott is Wake Up to Spirit, and that's Thursdays at 10 a.m. And then Wednesdays with Willa White, is Wednesdays at 10 a.m. So definitely check out all the shows. They're all good. And if you're just tuning in, again, one more time, I'm Angie Apt. I'm a Lilydale registered medium. I'd like to welcome you to Angie and Friends Spiritual Conversations, where we will meditate every week. I will give you some intuitive tips, because we're all intuitive. And I'm going to invite different people on, my friends, so we can find out what's going on in the holistic community. And with me today, again, you'll see Karen Sully to my right. And very shortly, I'm going to invite Kelly Wall on. And Kelly Wall is so much fun to talk to. She's a healer, a medium. She does massage, all kinds of things. Okay, so I want to start with meditation, because I feel like it's the most important thing we can do. You know, especially everything that's going on in the world today, the thing to do is meditate or do deep breathing if you don't have time to meditate. But we need to connect to like a higher place or that higher place within. Okay. And if we do that, we can create possibilities. We can shift energy and we can get to a place of peace one by one. So I'd like to invite you to close your eyes. One day we'll have music on here, right, Karen, when we meditate?
Yeah.
If you can. But I should let Karen say hi. Karen, you can say hi.
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm helping out Angie as usual. If you see me looking off screen, it's because I'm checking our different feeds, making sure everything's good. Angie's trying some of the controls today so she can do this on her own. So hopefully we're going to have a smooth show.
Hopefully it's okay. And when I make a mistake, thank God Karen's there to fix me. Right, Karen?
Yeah. You're doing good so far.
Hi, Linda Elson. Hey, we should say really quickly, Linda Elson has a fantastic workshop coming up tomorrow. It's called Feng Shui Energy Changes, Year of the Ox. So, that's what we'll have Karen put that up in a little while. So if anybody is interested, that you can still sign up today. Okay, so let's meditate. So if you want to close your eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. And make sure that when you breathe in, you breathe all the way into your belly and exhale. And begin to imagine a beautiful cone of light above you, gently moving into your head, bringing a lightness and energy with it. And feel this beautiful light circulating and cleansing and healing any tensions as it slowly moves downward through your neck and into your chest, relaxing, calming and peaceful, gently smoothing away any discomfort. And feel the light flowing into your arms now, all the way to your fingertips, until they feel almost weightless. Feeling the light now entering your stomach, quieting away any stress and worry, bringing warmth and stillness as we go deeper and deeper into meditation. And noticing the rhythm of your breath as it gently moves light and love into your lungs, breathing out old worries and fears, just letting them go. And now feeling the light and the peaceful energy moving down through your legs, melting away tightness and tension, all the way down to your toes. Feeling your whole body just shimmering with this peaceful, glowing, beautiful white light. And I invite you now to look ahead and see your special place, meaning a place that you love to go to that offers you complete relaxation. It might be a grassy meadow with colorful wildflowers waving in a summer breeze, or a forest rich with the smell of pine cones and moss-covered bark. Or maybe it's an ocean beach and you can hear the seagulls call as they circle over the salty waves rushing into shore. Find the spot that's uniquely yours, where you feel safe and secure, as though you've come home. And again, it may be a place you've been before, and it may be a new place. Whatever the place is that comes into your mind is correct. Allow yourself to experience your surroundings now, and noticing, what can you hear? What are the sounds that blend into your scene? How does everything look? Focus on the richness of color that you see all around you. What are your sensations? Can you feel a breeze caressing your face? Touch something nearby, feeling its texture, feeling its weight. Is it warm or cool? And just take a moment to nestle into your special place for a moment, feeling relaxed, feeling at peace. Oh, just breathing and focusing on your inhale and your exhale. And inhale and exhale. Just feeling that relaxation all through your body. As you take one more deep breath, and then very slowly begin returning to your room, your virtual room, opening your eyes, wiggling your fingers and toes, and noticing how good meditation makes you feel, doesn't it? Am I right? I want to say hi. Hi, Sarah from Hamburg, Denise from Buffalo, Kim, Linda. Hi, Linda. Angeli from Toronto. Very cool. I don't know if I pronounced your name right. Hi, Carrie. Yeah, trying to say hi. Karen's saying hi to everybody there on the screen, too. We know you're there, so thank you. And again, any questions, we invite you to write in your questions, or there's a phone number you can call in. So I want to give you, Mary Jo, wow, okay, so you like the meditation, that's good. Okay, hi, Judy. Okay, so I want to read something to you, okay, because we are all intuitive, every single one of us, okay? It isn't just the mediums in Lilydale or mediums that you meet. Every single one of us is intuitive. We're born with a connection to our intuition, okay? And when we go to classes and go to things, what we end up doing is we remember what we already know. That's why it's pretty easy, you know? And really, what it's about is it's about trusting your gut feelings, okay? Gut feelings, a lot of times, are spirit talking to us, and they're showing us. And I know if you're anything like me, I get gut feelings, okay? And when I realize I had a gut feeling and knew I should have trusted it, is usually after the fact, okay? That's after when I'm going, oh my gosh, I knew I shouldn't have gone that way, or I knew I shouldn't have done that, you know, because I didn't trust it. And that's spirit. Like, our guides are talking to us and trying to help us all the time, okay? And what we have to do, okay, is we have to remember to ask, okay? I feel like a lot of the times, you know, we ask and we pray for other people, and then we forget to ask and pray for ourselves. So it's important to make sure that we do that, all right? Another thing I wanted to tell you about is, and I'm not going to read this whole thing, But I'm going to read you part of it, okay? And this is from Penny Donovan. And Penny Donovan was one of the teachers I had when I went to Fellowships of the Spirit. And Penny actually channeled Archangel Gabriel, okay? And she did that for 12 years. He came and he said, I'm going to give you lessons for 12 years, and then I'm going to go, and that's exactly what happened. And now there's a lot of books where you can kind of sell, get the lessons. And Penny's actually crossed over to the other side in the last, like, 2 or 3 months. So Gabriel, okay, said, in order to be aware of the guidance of your higher self, it is important that you become very, very still, like we just did in meditation. I don't mean just physically still, but it's important that you become mentally still and that you use your centeredness, centering yourself in the white light and the Christ awareness and allowing yourself to rest in that light. Now, when you do that, the portals of heaven open to you because the spirit self of you ever abides in what you would term to be heaven, where there's absolute peace and where there is joy, perfect love, perfect everything. And when you are centering yourself to receive from the God self of you, never are you denied that access, never. And Gabriel says, like, that guidance is there for all of us. Again, it's about asking. And one of the things that you can do, okay, is get quiet after a meditation, okay? And then you can just say, all you have to do is ask. You don't have to be in any particular position. You know, I know everybody says sit this way and do it this way. But all you have to do is say, I ask for complete alignment of my total being, and it is done. Okay, I ask for complete alignment of my total being, and it's done, and it works, okay? And I know it works because I don't ever tell you anything unless I practice it myself. So try this, okay? And if you want, write it down, or Karen will put it in the notes. I ask for complete alignment of my total being, and it is done. And what happens is you align, like, all your emotional body, your physical, all your different bodies, okay? Everything aligns, and you can feel it. And then you ask for guidance, okay? And you can ask a specific question, or you can just ask, give me guidance in general. And you'll start to, you know, your intuition comes that you'll see a picture of something, okay? Or you'll get a feeling about something, like I talked about the gut feelings, okay? Or you might just start hearing words. How do you know they're not your thoughts? Because they're a little louder and clearer than your thoughts. All right. And you'll notice that when you do that, you'll be getting messages and you'll be connecting in with your higher self and your spirit guides. So really, it's easy. It really is. Try it. I want to hear next week. We'll talk about this. I want to hear how it worked for you. Okay. So just say, I meditate and then say, I ask for complete alignment of my total being, and it's done. Okay. So I wanted to give you, I feel like it's important to give you intuitive tips. Okay. Because, you know, every one of us is intuitive, and, you know, we can help you, we can give you readings and help you that way, but it's so important for you to be able to go within and get your own guidance. All right. So I want to, because the show is called Angie and Friends, okay, I always have a couple friends with me. And today I have Karen Sully of Cave Dynamics, who helps me with everything technical. And I also have my very good friend, Kelly Wall. Hi. Hi, Kelly. Oh, Kelly, you're muted. Isn't that like the thing I saw on Facebook, that the most popular phrase of the year this year is, you have to unmute, right? Okay. There she is.
There I am.
I've known Kelly.
Karen is my own.
Yeah.
Help me with my technical stuff.
Oh my gosh, I know. I definitely need that. So, you know, I've known Kelly for a long time, and I'm gonna have Kelly tell you about herself. Kelly is a medium, she's a massage therapist, she's a healer, she does so many different things, and I want you to learn, like, all about Kelly and all the awesome things she has to offer. But I just want to tell you a story, because I don't even think I've ever told her this. So I remember the first time I met Kelly, and Kelly came to Santosha, and Santosha is my holistic center that we have all kinds of classes at. And Kelly came to a class, and she came walking in, and I had never met her before, and I was struck immediately by her amazing energy and charisma. Like, I knew right away, like, oh my gosh, like, this girl is a healer, and I'm so glad she's here, because we're going to do a message circle, and I just knew that she was going to give good messages. Do you remember this? Okay.
Well, I don't remember that part.
I never said it. But and actually, I was glad. It was when I was first starting out doing things, I was a nervous wreck, and I was happy that you were there with your energy. And Kelly came in, and she just shines. And you'll see that when she talks, like what a natural healer she is. And she started giving messages, and I thought, wow, this girl is connected to spirit big time. And her message is healing. Because that's how you want messages to be. And I thought to myself, you know what? I need to work with this girl. You know, we need to do more. And I think she left, and I didn't see her again for a while. But I think right not too much after that, we've been working together ever since. We're always in touch, right?
Yeah. Yes. I love it.
Yes. Yes. So I don't think I told you that I wanted to tell you that, but I think you're going to find the same thing. Yeah, people are saying that they already feel your energy and how amazing you are. So to everybody. So, Kelly, hi.
Hi. Welcome. A wonderful opportunity this is. I love connecting with you in so many facets. And I don't know about everyone else, but the weather here today is just amazing, in my opinion. I've got the window open. It's a nice, refreshing breeze. And, you know, there's some light all around us, literally
for sure.
And figuratively.
For sure. Hey, you know what? For everybody that thinks that everybody hears about Buffalo and they think snowstorms, you know what? My sister's had more snow down in Houston, Texas than we've had this year. So, yeah, Kelly's right. The weather's beautiful. So, Kelly, tell everybody about you, okay?
Well, I like to think I am 32 flavors and then some.
Yes.
And, you know, we all are, but some of us just aren't afraid to today or this moment I'm this flavor. So part of that is ever since I was young, I was fortunate enough to be in a family that not only allowed me to express myself fully, but they encouraged it.
Yeah.
And anything I got to explore, I'm just one of those people that if I get stagnant, then I've got to go find something else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taken me all around the gamut to so many areas in my life. I've always had a spiritual calling, as you know, most of us do. I love the fact that one of my first adult experiences in Lilydale, I, of course, because when I was young, my family would take me. My great aunt and uncle were very involved in spirituality and in the science of spirituality. So they were, my father's side was the side of Abraham Hicks and Edgar Cayce teachings and palmistry, tea leaves, all of the like physical stuff that we can see and study.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's more to it.
Yeah.
So that was very fascinating to me.
So so when you were a child, you actually went to Lilydale?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't even remember the first age. I just remember being very young. And then again, when I was.
Your family was open to it, which is amazing. My family, I never did until I was in my 20s. I remember my mother going, and I remember like listening. I used to always listen to my mother on the phone. I'd sit on the stairs and listen. I admit it, you know. And she'd talk about Lilydale, and there was something about it that I wanted to go. And you're lucky you got to go when you were a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. And the most memorable experience I had was going back with my mother and my father. We just so happened to be camping around the Casadega area. And I think I was like 13 or 14. And we were lucky enough to go and get a reading like that day and explore the grounds, which to me, the grounds alone of where Lilydale is.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you get into that area, Downdale Drive and Lake and then Fellowship of the Spirit, you start to get that feeling. And then you see the hotel to the left.
Yeah.
You feel like
I always feel like I can breathe, And I love it too, because you can walk around and say hi to people. Like sometimes in the street, you walk around and you say hi to people and they look down and don't say anything to you. And Lilydale, that doesn't happen, right?
No.
Yeah.
And even for me, now, I live near Buffalo. So as soon as I get on the thruway and I pass like the toll booths in the Hamburg area, where you know, like, okay, you're committed now, it was like,
I know. You know you're going there and you walk in and it's that instant peace. Everybody says that. Everybody. Has anybody been there? If anybody's been there, tell us if you felt the same. Kelly needs to be closer to her microphone. Can everybody hear Kelly? I don't know.
Maybe.
We all need mics. That's our next thing, Karen. We got to get microphones.
I know. I have one. I need a tutorial, Karen.
I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you well.
Is this better?
Yeah. I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah. Yeah, I can.
So, okay. So in my experience, yes, then, you know, so I got to see what it was, and it really left an imprint on me. And when I went back, you know, years later, I don't remember, maybe in my early 40s and late 30s, and somebody had said to me, I had said to somebody, you know, I just feel like home when I'm here. Yeah. And she laughed at me because she lived there. And she goes, honey, everybody says that. Everybody wants to move here once they come and visit.
I know.
And I looked at her and I'm like, no, you don't understand. And she laughed more because she's like, yes. And then they go into this part. And I said, I very much am going to be a part of this community.
Yeah.
And what a blessing, like you said, to live an hour away or grow up an hour away.
Yeah.
And there's so many different things that you can learn, like modality-wise. You know, if you want to learn a specific healing modality, if you want to learn just to develop messages for yourself and your own intuition, or if you just want to go to church there every week. I mean, that was my big draw, was I started going to church every week.
Yeah.
And my mom would laugh and say, you're driving an hour to go to a 90-minute service and then drive home.
Yeah. It's all worth it. Hey, just let me read some of these. So we have Deb says, love Lilydale. Elizabeth says, had the same throughway experience traveling to the Dale. Dina, I so want to visit. You will one day. Just set your intention and you'll be there, right? Heather, yes, when I set foot at Lilydale, I feel peace. I love walking back in the woodlands. Me too. I love going to the stump. In fact, Kelly and I and Karen too, we spent a lot of time at the stump this year, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. You know, anybody, like, if you don't know what the stump is, that it really is like one of the best energy places in the world. I think it's the highest, right? Kelly, one of the where you can really connect easily to spirit. And it's an old stump that was a tree at one time. It's a virgin wood, so it's pretty amazing. And they never cut a tree down ever in there, okay, unless it presents danger. But the stump is where the mediums stand and give messages to people sitting in the seats. So we did that a lot. It was fun.
Yeah, and originally I think it was discovered how, I don't remember the year, but how they discovered children playing in that forest area, and they were on that stump, and they could tell that the children were just channeling words and messages from spirits. So that's when they started to discover the vortex of exactly where it is.
Yeah.
And this past summer when we were all there, the closing day for the season of Lilydale, I was in, you know, visiting medium to do messages, and there was a point where I was levitating, and I really had to like tell myself, okay, I need to be grounded.
Yeah.
And I really had to force myself to, whoo, and I felt my come down. And then I looked at you, Andy, and I didn't even know how many people I gave messages to or how long. I lost time.
You
were just like, yeah, you're done.
That's why you need somebody to be there telling you when you're done, because you're right. You don't know. You know, anything that's ever, if you're afraid to give messages or you're afraid to give messages in public, go to the stump in Lilydale, right? Because you feel that energy. We can ask Karen that, because Karen, I think I called Karen up because I needed help that day, and she gave her first ever message at the stump in Lilydale this summer. Right, Karen?
Yep, I gave a few, and you made me do it a second day too. So And it was very interesting. Just the energy just kind of carries you, and it's just almost natural, and you don't really have to think I can't explain it. It's just this energy that's there.
Yeah, you just trust it, right, Kelly? You trust it. Absolutely. You go up there
and
you hear it. Go ahead.
Developing, you know, because a lot of people will get shy from tapping into their intuition. So thank God we live in a day and age to have the freedom to openly talk about where can you go for develop, or to even talk about this at all publicly.
Yeah.
Because my great-great-grandmother on my grandfather's side, my Buja, there was no openly saying, hi, I give messages.
Yeah.
Back then she would refer to herself as a seer. So it was, she's a seer. You know, you have to go see Buja. It wasn't publicly known, encouraged, talked about. And I get a lot of people who I'm afraid of what I'm going to discover. And a lot of that has to do with our ego saying, you're not worthy of that. Who do you think you are? So we now have access to great programs like Angie's or development circles like I do, where we learn how to dial it down because you are still in control of what you receive.
Yeah.
You're the vessel, but you're in control. And, you know, like I said, I had to recognize that day to tell myself, okay, I need to bring this down.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to open up, but you also have to remember to bring it down.
To be grounded, yeah. And you want to set your intention. Like, I think that's the most important thing too, Kelly, right, and Karen too, that we set our intention that we want messages always to be for highest and best and for healing purposes, you know. And if you do that and you set your intention and then you trust, you get messages every single time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like your prayer, I'll say myself when somebody comes in for the first time, or I can tell they're a little leery because perhaps in their family this was taboo, or perhaps their religious belief. But this isn't religion, this is spirituality.
Yeah.
So I say, well, I believe that there is only God, and God is good.
Me too.
For anything
Me too.
I do through or with God can only be of good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every single time. Every time. Yeah. And I see people are talking about, somebody said, Deborah, I agree with all your comments. Lilydale is just so beautiful. Yes. Healing. Just the presence. Inspirational stump and healing temple. Ribbon tree. I love the ribbon tree too.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing too. And I see Colleen on here. Colleen was with us last year in Lilydale giving messages too all summer. It was fantastic. So Kelly, so let's talk about, so how did you get into, so you started to go to Lilydale and you started to go to church, and then how did you start knowing that you did, I mean, were messages just coming to you? How did you start doing the message part of it?
Again, when I was young, I didn't realize that I was talking to spirit. I just thought I was talking to the wind while I was playing, or I had a lot of imaginary friends. And, you know, my sister and my parents would up, you know, she's always talking. And I'm talking really little, 6, 7, 8 years old. You know, I don't remember before that. And this is really funny. I ran into a girlfriend of mine who I would play with when I was younger. We go to the playground and we were, you know, like making boondoggles or some kind of craft. Like,
oh, I remember that. Yes.
She loved that stuff.
It was so fun.
I ran into her here now, whatever, 30-some years later, and she said, remember when we were at the playground, you were talking, and she said that she asked me who I was talking to, and I just looked at her so innocently and said, well, my angels, don't you talk to your angels?
Yeah.
And she just looked at me like, she talks to angels? And then here we are decades later, and she's like, oh, yeah, she talks to angels.
Now she does, yeah. And don't you think that's important? Like, I feel like with kids, right, it's my grandkids will say that, and they'll tell me that they're talking to angels. And I say, really, what were they saying? And I encourage them, you know, because they really are, right? You really were talking to angels.
Right. And what happens is, and John White is great at taking you through and explaining this. And, I mean, there's so many others as well. About how it's that ego, that little ego, not the arrogant ego, but the smaller ego that makes us say, oh, well, I don't want people to think I'm weird. This, not everybody does this. And we put those things on a shelf in a closet or under the bed, and we ignore them and forget about them.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I did that. I would, you know, and even in my teens and my early 20s, my friends, you know, I'd feel something. I'd have a premonition, like, no, we shouldn't go to this party, or we shouldn't drive out this way, or the phone. I remember, you know, the phone's going to ring and someone, it's going to be bad news. Somebody died. And sure enough, boom, the phone rang. Yes. And because everybody was so upset, and how did you know this? And, you know, they're looking for kind of like an outlet to blame because they don't want to accept the news that they heard.
Yeah.
So I started to say, oh, I don't want to do this because I wasn't. Now, discernment is a huge tool in our practice.
Yeah.
You have to decide, not that you're changing the message, but what or when or who is ready. So, you know, you can't just,
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
No, and that's kind of where you use your, like, you connect to your right brain to connect to your intuition. Your left brain is your logic, but I agree with you. Use your left brain to do exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you have to sift through.
Think about what you're saying. What
you receive.
Yeah. You know what Elaine Thomas always says is when somebody, like, say, because sometimes that's true, just giving advice, right? You can tell you're giving advice to one of your friends, and you can tell, like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or they're not ready to hear that, right? And so what you can do, like, say, as a healer, it's like you plant seeds, right? But you don't go, you see, there are boundaries always. And that's where I feel like we use our left brain and intuition, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I just, you know, there is a... just a way of how you do things. So I put it away for a long time. And then when I said, I'm no longer going to deny this, because I ended up going to school at UB for dance and theater because I like to express myself and be creative.
And that's why you're very good at that. I didn't know you did that, but I could see it. Very cool.
And my class kind of veered off. I had some health issues and I just never went back to dance. And then I started with massage. And once I started to put, like, do the hands-on practice, I really started to feel intuition and energy and so much. I was doing healing without realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I developed that, the more I said, okay, wait a minute. And I ended up going to Lilydale to... just kind of like honor my godmother who had passed away. It was the anniversary of her passing, and it happened to be a blue moon that weekend, and it was closing weekend in the Dale of the season. And it was like all of that put together, divine timing.
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute, I can take classes here because we're going into the off season. And I find the off season just a different energy of, like, really going within.
Yes.
With the intention of taking everything else away and diving in. And there's so many people there that still teach and hold classes and all kinds of events, you know, in normal time.
Well, and actually, I'll just throw this in really quick. What's so exciting now, you know, we always talk about the bless and the mess of everything that ever happens, right? And so the bless and the mess, and I don't want to say that the pandemic was not it's a bad thing, it's for sure. But I feel like going on Zoom and learning Zoom the way that we have has been pretty good, because actually you could take classes in Lilydale all year now on Zoom, which is pretty amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the fact that, you know, I mean, you have to look for the silver lining. The pandemic, we were not doing, as a society, as a world, as humanity, we were not, because 2017 to me was a precursor of an awakening of what it is we want to be aware of.
Yeah.
And it was setting the tone. And then 2018 was about moving forward and doing what you were thinking. And the universe is with you. And we still were just kind of like, and we really needed to rip the Band-Aid off. And 2020 forced us to do that.
I
know myself and Kim Rowland had talked about the significance of the numerology in that year, 2020, broken down to 22. We had to choose to do the work and be our own master builders in creating the life in which we wish to live.
Definitely.
So we had to be forced to go within. So we weren't doing it. So the universe said, I'm going to lock you down.
You know what? I feel the same way. I saw that over and over again. It's like if like somebody came down and pushed a button and said, stop. That's it. You know, we need to reprogram and get on a better path all the way around. But you know what? Since you brought up the numerology, okay, I wanted to make sure we talked about that because Kelly, you know, I understand it. I can't teach it. I understand it a little bit. So I love getting to talk to my friends like Kelly who know numerology. And Kelly's actually teaching a class on Zoom on the 23rd.
Right.
There it is. Right here. Let's embark upon 2021 using numerology with Kelly Wall. And that's Saturday, January 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. And that's going to be an awesome class. So since you brought up numerology, let's talk about it a little.
Well, numerology, the study or the science of numbers and their meaning. And we also dive into it really brings about the laws of attraction because mm-hmm. so many times I'll talk to people and they'll say, I'm really drawn. I keep seeing this repetitive number. I keep seeing, you know, this when I look at the clock or license plates and et cetera.
Oh, I hear that all the time from people like 11-11 and things. Go ahead.
Right.
Oh yeah. Keep going. Yeah. I want to ask you some questions about that.
So numerology is saying there, you know, the universe with the laws of attraction is saying it's no accident or coincidence that you are seeing this set of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So 11-11 really became mainstream in society with the clock because all four spots on a digital clock. I'm off on my camera. I don't like that. Anyway, so 11-11. There we go. Okay.
There you go. You got your centered. You're centered.
Is more about all four areas on the clock are full and they all have the number one. So it's the most, you know, because the more repetition of a number, the stronger it's saying, yes, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 1111.
Right.
Which one is about an awakening. It's the aha. It's like, you know, I've been thinking that. Oh, 11-11, new chapter, new life, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a powerful manifesting number. So it became very popular to say, oh, it's 11-11, make a wish.
Yeah.
What are you doing when you wish? A wish is just a dream your heart has.
Yeah.
And when you put energy to it, you are manifesting that, your desire, your intention, you're putting it out there of your heart's desire.
Yes, yes.
So when you see that pattern, it's saying, yes, do the work. The universe has got your
back. Yeah, totally. Now, when you're talking about the significance of 2018, 19, and 20 in the years, are you talking numerology with that as well?
I am, because 2017 broke down to a one, which one, new life, awakening.
Wait, so how does that break down to a one? You add.
This is something that, you know, we'll teach more in the class.
I
look like Rain Man when I tell people, they give me a number and I'm like, oh, here it is, da, 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 and 2021 is a five. And they're
Well, and Kelly knows this stuff too because you do it exactly like that. She'll go like this, and that's exactly what it means. Exactly. Yes, I love that.
And I plan business meetings around it. I take my moon cycle calendar, and I take my numerology. And if you know there's very important things going on, I will plan according to those things, like the class itself.
Yeah.
It's on January 23rd. 1, 2, 3. That is carrying the energy of moving forward.
Ah.
It's the succession of forward numbers.
Is that why you picked that date? Because I know you told me you really wanted that date, and that's why. So that's what that's going forward. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you do is numerology. Usually, I want to say always, but there's always an exception to every rule.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to break it down to a single digit. So if I have the year 2021, we'll say. So zeros, you do not add in. So you take 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1. So you drop the 0, and now you've got to add 2 to 1. So you get 5.
Okay.
That is the single digit that you break it down to. 5 represents transformation and transcendence. And to me, because 2020, we really, so many of us deemed it as the year of transformation because we were forced to transform.
Yeah.
Like you were saying about the classes, we still now have classes, and we had to transform it from being in person to Zoom.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think sometimes having it broken down where you're in your bubble, your home, in the middle of home is home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where you can really focus on where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe. So you're going to absorb the energy because you don't have a lot of outside distractions.
Yeah.
Or now, hopefully, when you do that work, you cut, you know, you make a room and you.
Yeah. Like almost like I feel like it was good for us to be pushed out of our comfort zones or the box kind of that we put ourselves in and learn something new. Because I can remember back in March, and Karen can vouch for this, that we decided to do it. We were like, well, we can't teach anymore. And then we decided to do it on Zoom. We were pretty scared, you know, and now we're a lot more used to it. Right. And you do as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think honestly, I think it's something that like, I can't wait to be in person again. It'll be so nice. I know so many of you feel the same way, but I think we'll always do things on Zoom. Like we're learning how to do the hybrid, you know, like the half and half. I think we'll always do that. Cause isn't that pretty awesome that people can, you know, be with you from around the world or right now, you know?
Right.
We have a question. Jill Morris. Hi, Kathy. Jill Morris. Hi, Jill. Is the number 13 unlucky?
It's really not. Of course, you got the superstition. And I'll be honest, I don't even remember because I kind of have, because I'm born on June 13th. And so, you know, growing up, it was like, oh, that's an unlucky number, 13th. And God forbid you were, you know, you had a Friday the 13th. And so I kind of pushed it out of why it happened to be deemed unlucky. But I will refresh myself in my notes. So I always take it as a positive. So I will tell you this. Saying that it's my birthday, 6/13, lately I have been seeing 6/13, when I look at the clock, when I'm, you know, everything, you know, like I said, license plates, et cetera, and a page in a book. Now, when you get your birthday, that is a reminder of like, tune into either back to basics, your soul's purpose, why you were born.
Mm-hmm.
That's your birthday.
Oh. Yes, that's a good one to know. And I know, you know what, I haven't taken a class with you on this in a long time, but I know that when you add up all the numbers of the day you were born and you look it up, definitely find your purpose, correct?
Yeah. Now, Andy, your birthday sticks to me because it breaks down to Master Teacher, which is also a nickname of the number 11. What's your birthday again?
I have to say the year.
No.
Yeah. Okay. 1962.
So 6, 7, 8.
We can add that up.
I don't know what it was. I think it was a particular year. I think it was a couple years ago when you were deciding about like expanding Santosha.
Yeah.
But when we figured it out, I was like, this is the year that you're falling into your master teacher zone.
Oh yeah.
And it was, but I remember that specifically, that you were born under the sign of Master Teacher.
Wow. Okay. So, you know what? I remember you saying that and I forgot that. Yeah. Thank you.
And again, the birthday, when you catch your birthday, it's a reminder also. And I know this year we get a little dormant, we get a little stuck in the muck, and then we start, you know, it's cold, everything's been yucky lately, or et cetera. Yeah. It's saying, you're alive.
Yeah.
Come on. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Rise up. Read books.
Yeah, for sure. So, hey, don't you think we should have Karen say hers too? Because if I have to say back here, you know, I think Karen should too.
Sure. I'm 1975. So you got to add the 1 and the 9, right?
I'm just doing your month and date tell you like.
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay.
Because, yes. When you take your month, your day, and the year you were born, that's your birth path.
Oh, okay.
So, right away, let me do that. But that's a lot of math right now. You said 9 what?
21.
Okay. So 9.
Just real quick, while Kelly figures that out, I just want to say that if you want to know what yours is, come to Kelly's class. Because she's going to talk about all this stuff, the numerology stuff, and they can sign up right on somehow, right? Karen will put a link in there for you.
Yeah, I put the Facebook link a little ways back, so that's the best. Well, I could put the thing.
Hey, Karen, you said 1975?
Yep.
Yeah, Brad says my mom's birthday is 6/12. Actually, that's my granddaughter's birthday. Kim, hi, Kim. Wahoo, June 13th. So you're saying wahoo. So maybe that must be your birthday, I'm thinking, too. Elizabeth Hartman, hi, Elizabeth. Married June 13th, still my favorite person. That's a really good thing, too. Really good. And yeah, I'm trying to watch your questions. Let's see. I can scroll up pretty easy too. Okay, so hey, Karen, do you want to throw that class up again quick? Because we're running out of time.
Sure, I put it in the link to the actual class in the links again, and the banner for it is right here.
And that's Let Us Embark Upon 2021 Using Numerology with our friend Kelly Wall. And you can tell just by listening to Kelly, it's going to be a really good class. So she makes classes so interesting and you never sit there and feel bored. I hate going to classes where I feel bored, and you never do. She's an excellent facilitator and teacher. You know what, Kelly, I always see, this is weird, but my mom passed away, and my mom always told me that she would come to me, you know, before she was dying, when she was dying. And I always see, like, I'll look at the clock, and I see 252, and I always feel like that has something to do with my mom, because that was my address when I was a kid growing up, and I see that all the time, you know.
So now, given the fact that, you know, it symbolizes your mom, and it's the address of growing up, so that's how you correlate it. The address, it's saying that's home, and it's always a part of you. It breaks down to a 9, and the 9 is the end of a cycle. So your mom's cycle may have ended physically, but she's always in your heart as part of your home.
Wow. Yes.
So your birth path number is 7. So the path of you is divine. 7 out real quick. You know, there's a lot more meaning to it, but quickly, because we want to do some messages or whatever. 7 is divinely guided. So you have a lot of guides. You're divinely guided and divinely protected.
Okay.
Of course, Archangel. I get a lot of archangels with you. I get Michael for protection, Gabriel, especially because he's God's messenger. So the fact that your niche is in technology, also helping us, you know, the vessels of spirit be messengers, as well as yourself being a messenger, that's like your niche, your purpose of being a messenger and helping get the messages out.
Oh, awesome.
You were born with that.
Yes, I feel that immensely. So thank you.
I love that.
7. Yay.
So, Kelly, here's one. Ruth says, that's neat. My address growing up was 1313. Wasn't that, wait, I just have to say, wasn't that the month?
Mockingbird Lane.
1313 Mockingbird Lane. Okay, is that where you grew up? I'm just kidding. I remember that, though. You know, I remember Herman always saying that, right? But, okay, sure. 1313. I was hired on 1013 to my job of 11 years. That's pretty awesome, right?
Yes, and the fact that she had 11 years, this is Ruth, right?
Yeah.
The fact that she had that job for 11 years, it's now 9 is the end of a cycle, but 11 is also like she might have been thinking around her 9th year, I love the job, but I am getting to a point where maybe I should be thinking about that. And then the 11 is like, you're awakened to new life. Your job here is done. You may go forth now and live the life in which you wish to live.
Okay. Okay, let's see if Ruth, that's pretty awesome, like how you can take those numbers. They really have meaning when you add them up. It's like you're getting a message from that. So here, Ruth says this too. My work address is 1414. It's like a progression. That's very cool too. Very cool. Kathy says that's very cool. Susan Howells, I'm born 1968. 3/31/1968. You want to add all those or just the two?
I'm just going to do March 31st, so that's a 7, but I'm going to add it to this year, 2021, to tell you what this year has in store for you, which is going to be the basis, pardon me, of Saturday's numerology class on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Is I want to talk about
that's next Saturday too. Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, thank you. What this year, because the theme of the year is transformation and transcendence. However, each one of us has a special personal number for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So the person born on 3/31, so 7, and then I take 2021, which is a 5-year. Is a 12 altogether, and I want to get that down to a single number, which is a 3. So not only is this year about the transformation per se is quote unquote over, and it's about kind of emerging from the rubble to transcend, to not be in the transformation anymore, but take what you've learned from it and rise up. When we transcend, we rise up.
Wow.
And we have a bird's eye perspective of what we need to leave behind. And then the 3, which makes it personal because that's what her birthday, I'm sorry, 3/31, yeah, or 7. 7, like I discussed, is about don't worry anymore. You're divinely guided and protected.
Yeah.
And it's time for you to, you know, the transcending with that is listen to your spirit guides, because the universe is around you, your angels, your spirit guides. They want to work with you, but take the worry out.
Yeah.
Stop catastrophizing or stop looking back over what happened and look forward and know, you know what, I'm safe. I made it. Let's go forward now because I'm divinely guided and protected.
Awesome. I love that. You know, Ruth.
One more thing.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
This was the thing. If I take the 7 and the 5 and I add it together, I just pulled a total Shirley Culkin Smith there, but in a minute. And it breaks down to this year for Ruth is about 3. Finding your joy through the transcendence.
Love it. Love it. Love that. That's Shirley. I was going to say we had to talk about her. You know what? I wanted to say, so Ruth's last message came in at 12:52. So I'm seeing that 2:52 for sure. So I think that's definitely like every single thing is a sign, you know, and,
yeah.
And to let us know that spirit's around, and that's confirmation for me. We're almost.
Right. And I'm very proud of you. Look at you go.
Thank you. And yeah, and your dad is very proud of you too. And we talked about, and Kelly mentioned Shirley Culkin Smith was one of our, Kelly and I met each other and somehow we started talking about Lilydale and our teachers in Lilydale. And I think she said, oh yes, who I learned from and my favorite teacher is Shirley Culkin Smith. And I went, oh my gosh, me too. She was amazing. I knew her. She was amazing.
What a force.
You know, I wanna thank you, Kelly, so much for coming on. I appreciate it. I wanna thank Karen for all of her help, because we would never be on here at all if it wasn't for Karen. I wanna thank all of you so much for coming on, and we hope and making all your comments that made it kind of fun. I love when everybody interacts and we get questions and comments. And we're going to be on every Friday, Angie and Friends Spiritual Discussions on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And we're streaming on a bunch of Facebook pages, too, so you can either listen to us or see us. And we appreciate it very much. And Kelly, and I'm going to have Karen put Kelly's class up. I was thinking maybe you want to come back like in February, and then we can do some more of those two readings, do more of the numerology and talk more. Because I feel like bye, everybody.
Are you ending on Facebook too, Ange?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Didn't it go by fast? I'm like looking at the things.